It's about sin and public confession in America, and she says embattled South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has not done enough.
It is deeply symbolic when a politician breaks an oath to his wife. He swears an oath to his wife. He has sworn an oath to us. If he breaks his oath to his wife, he may break his oath to us.
She says voters may forgive the infidelity if he sincerely repents, but taking public funds is another story.
Yes, putting your hand in the treasury. If that is part of your sexual dalliance, you have probably had it.
She says Sanford needs to come clean and pay back with interest whatever public money he may have taken in the course of his affair.
That would probably do it. I suspect he's not going to do that. We'll see.
Professor Susan Weisbauer's book is The Art of the Public Grovel. On the cover is a contrite photograph of Bill Clinton. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.